This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I think one of the big questions everyone has right now is, okay, they did the raids. Why is he free right now? Why has he not been arrested at least as of this recording right now?
Right. Well, it makes a lot of sense to me. This is an investigation that is built on several steps. Anytime you have a large, what really this is, organized crime investigation, it's not something that you just go out and you have a small part of the case that's known. You want to conduct multiple search warrants, get your subpoenas out, get the information back. Remember, you can't do that too far in advance or people get wind of it. You lose the element of surprise. And so it's very important that it kind of all acts in one big rush. And then the next stage they're going to be at, which is right now, is all these officers and agents that are going to be poring over what they retrieved, looking at it. It's going to take so many man hours and days and weeks and months to really go over everything they likely collected. Some things will be easy. The guns, they can inventory. I've already seen reports, NBC and others have all reported that they had guns. So we know they retrieved guns. That's going to be easy to see if they were properly purchased and if they're even legal to own based on what kind of guns. And same with the drugs. Those are the easy parts, although the possession is more tricky, right? Depending on where it was in the house, you know, P. Diddy could say, listen, I had no idea these guns were here. I had no idea. I've got people going in and out of here. So see how it becomes very difficult to make an arrest or show a crime against Diddy. What they are looking for is the digital information and the photographs and videos that will link him up to this alleged activity. And they've got to put that whole picture together before they indict him.
And I'm going to guess that with any investigation, they're looking for the tendrils. This is going to spiral out into other places as well. And I'm guessing there's probably quite a few celebrities right now that may be a little bit nervous about what may be found. Obviously, behind the scenes, they have some information, but what would be red flags to you for associates of Diddy and their actions right now that may show some signs of, guilt or just nervousness that maybe their time is not far off behind his?
Well, I think everybody that was mentioned is, first of all, part of the people, let's look at, for instance, Cuba Gooding Jr., right? Yes. I think he could possibly have some real exposure here because the allegations against him are very specific. And it has to do with sex and, trafficking. And if he engaged with any minors, that is going to be load more trouble for him. And he's already facing his own issues on the side. So let's compare that with the royals, right? With, I think it was Harry that was there. And, there's pictures. Actually, I think both of the princes were there and have pictures with him because I think that there was some musical tribute to their mother. Right. So are they just A-listers that were there that had nothing to do with all of this? I think that's very likely. So really, it's the individuals, all these A-listers and many that we don't even know about yet. They know if they were involved in any of this, in any of these sex parties or involvement with underage people. And it'll be interesting to watch their reaction. The whole J-Lo situation with, her supposedly providing the gun all those years ago and that really P. Diddy shot and that, it was a throwdown. Somebody took the rap for him.
Yeah.
All of that, I think, is very interesting because she hasn't been charged. In terms of a statute of limitations, I think that's also very interesting because it would depend on, are they still conspiring? In other words, have there been any conversations after that? that can freshen up your statute situation. So there is so much to consider, Tony.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, woke up that next morning after those raids, or maybe heard about it that evening, because I think they were conducted about 3:30 in the afternoon, that were, some were shaking in their boots and others were saying, oh, I wish I would have never gone to that get together party, whatever it was. So,
yeah, I mean, in the 90s and early 2000s, I mean, basically every celebrity went through, or at least was seen at a P. Diddy party. That's kind of the life that he lived at that moment in time. And nobody thought any different of it. It was just, that's how things were at that moment in time. What's your take on the former Syracuse University basketball player, Brendan Paul, who's been arrested by the Miami-Dade Police Department at the airport on felony charges of possession of suspected cocaine and possession of the marijuana candy and being his drug mule, quote unquote. I don't know what I pictured Diddy's drug mule being, but it certainly wasn't a former Syracuse University white basketball player named Brendan Paul.
I know. It was interesting when we saw who the mule, quote unquote, mule was. I mean, I have so many questions. I want to know, was this personal use or was this larger than personal use? In other words, was he the drug mule, if you will, that loaded up the plane with all the cocaine and marijuana gummies to be brought to spring break for everyone to partake in?
Yeah,
that would be called muling.
Yeah,
if he did that. And if he was the guy that was kind of the go to, hey, we're having a party, I need you to pull together the, you know, drugs for the party. That's kind of what the allegations are.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was sitting on, a small thing of gummies and a, you know, a small amount, a gram of coke, it's going to be difficult to show that it was intent to distribute. And that's what I want to know. Was the charge actually possession? That's how I can usually tell. If it's just a possession charge, that's usually a small amount. If it's possession with intent to distribute, that tells me that it's beyond just the amount for an individual to use. So I think that's very important to distinguish.
Or does it really have, I mean, obviously those are the charges that they got him on, but does this really have anything to do with the drugs other than they know he's probably going to have it on and we can get him in for this, but he's also really young. He doesn't have a huge history with Diddy as far as, I mean, he really can't. He's young. He wasn't even alive through some of Diddy's heyday. Is it more so this is someone who we know in recent times has been connected to him and probably knows a lot of stuff, but is a fairly lower level person, but is willing to sing and say what was going on without a lack of you know, loyalty to him, and we can intimidate him pretty good of like, look, we'll put you away on these drug charges for the next 30, 40 years unless you help us go after the kingpin here, which, you know, allegedly would be Diddy to reveal some of the information that they need to know.
Well, law enforcement 100% wants to get people to roll, people exactly in positions like he is alleged to be in, that has a lot of exposure, but also has a lot of what could be the goods and could flip and let off for almost nothing. So they're going to be looking for many different people to haul in, not just him. I think they had to charge him because I think he was in possession of those. So of course he's going to get charged, but as an ancillary effect, certainly I'm sure law enforcement made a run at him. Obviously we don't know if he's cooperating or cooperated. Diddy is very powerful too. And so that can be a dangerous situation because we know he's out on bond now. So I think there's so much more to come in terms of other people getting arrested way before we see Diddy getting arrested.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Very interesting to watch. And also, I think those who may know information about Diddy, who could be potential people that could roll on him and flip on him, probably be a good idea to lay low right now and not find yourself in a situation in a dark alley for example, because I can't imagine there's many lengths that Diddy wouldn't go to at this point. Just speculation to stop people from talking that as he's trying to navigate the chaos of this right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, too, a lot of times it's at this point, and I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just saying it's a consideration as an agent. I would be looking for it is contact to be made with people that you know now could have been involved, right? Mm. That are involved, were involved, have been involved. And then you're looking for contact by Diddy or his people, probably not Diddy himself, but his people. So you're monitoring their phones. You're trying to see if there's any payoffs that are being, that are occurring, you know, hey, don't talk. That's a whole nother aspect, but you can bet that that is an aspect of not the Bureau, but HSI is going to be looking at. And also they're going to be literally making a list. These are the guys we need to approach. And a lot of that is going to be gleaned by what they would have found in that house, both of those houses, I should say.
This is going to be probably one of the biggest stories of the year, and there's going to be a lot of, I think, a lot of shock that's going to come out of this at the end that goes well beyond Diddy. It's, surprising somewhat. I don't know. We'll just keep watching.
Yeah, I have to say, for me, I have zero surprise here.
Yeah.
I think anybody that has sort of watched his journey and the journey of people around him, none of us should be at all surprised.
Yeah.
But the only thing I'm a little bit, teeny bit surprised about, I'm glad that HSI was able to have that surprise factor. Mm-hmm. I think Diddy had no idea this was coming, and that's just great investigative work.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.